Americans and Christians are waiting with bated breath today as a high-profile court case unfolds in Turkey. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll tell you what we know today on the Andrew Brunson case and how you can be praying. Meanwhile, the Bible is offering hope to a certain group of marginalized people. We'll tell you who it is and what you can be doing to help. More on that in just 3 minutes. We'll start with a look at what's going on in Turkey. Today's the big day for American pastor Andrew Brunson. He's appearing before a Turkish judge for the fourth time since April in a case that's dragged on for 2 years. Now, there's plenty of buzz about how Brunson's case will play out, but Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says, you can't believe everything you hear.
We're hearing some of those same predictions. Oh, you know, the U.S. pressure has really produced results. He's definitely going to be let go this time. We don't know. We know there is back and forth between the two governments, but the key thing for us to realize is it has become a competition between two governments. It's not really about Andrew Brunson. It's not really about so-called evidence in the trial. It's about this competition between the Turkish leadership and the American leadership.
Regardless of the outcome, please continue praying for Brunson and his family, and remember the persecuted church of Turkey.
You know, Andrew Brunson, because of his American citizenship, has all this international attention. He's got an entire government pressuring on his behalf. A Turkish Christian would not have those same things happening.
Next, Indonesia is still recovering from the earthquake, tsunami, and volcanic eruption which rocked the island of Sulawesi. But when the triple disaster struck, Mission Aviation Fellowship immediately responded as Christ's hands and feet. MAF Global Director of Disaster Response John Woodbury tells us,
we were able to rapidly get an aircraft in, bring in some of our disaster response surge team, and join up with some partners, Ethnos 360, and kind of set up a response out of Palu, which is kind of the epicenter of the disaster.
MAF is an aviation ministry serving isolated people in remote areas.
One of the initial things we were doing is, because Palu was devastated where we are based, is there was a lot of kids that needed to get back to their home villages in remote areas. Often family members host children of family members that live remotely so they can get a better education. But with the need for water, food, and just the scale of devastation in Palu, we did a lot of flying in the partnership, getting them back where the infrastructure wasn't damaged and back with their families.
So here's how we can be praying. Pray for Indonesia's recovery from the triple disaster and the recent earthquake affecting East Java and Bali. The story is going to continue to unfold, so you can keep abreast of it through our daily emails. And until 60 years ago, sign languages were not seen as legitimate languages. Deaf people in societies throughout history have dealt with severe oppression. In some cultures today, deaf children are hidden away and thought to be cursed. While deaf awareness is growing, J.R. Buckley with Deaf Bible Society says the deaf still have to deal with social barriers and lack of access. And it can be exhausting.
They're used to having to go to the store every day and deal with hearing people that don't understand them, go to the movie theater and deal with people that don't understand them, go to a restaurant, go to the doctor, go to anywhere, go to their child's school. There's all these communication barriers they face every day, every day, every day.
But as Buckley points out, deaf people are not alone in their struggle to be accepted.
There are stories like that in the Bible, not about a deaf person, but about similar stigmas in the community and how the gospel transcends all those things. You know, neither Jew nor Greek, Gentile. I mean, we're a people. We're a people that God has brought into himself, and it's not deaf or hearing. But most deaf people don't know that because they haven't been engaged with Scripture.
Deaf Bible Society has sign language Bible translations available on their free Deaf Bible app. You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. So get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.